page 110. But that is not enough. It is necessary to look at the content of what we have called ethnic consciousness. For our failure to be specific and concrete about the content of ethnic consciousness is a source of misunderstanding and confusion, especially confusion of phenomenon and subject. For instance, quite often some posit the saliency of the subject, ethnic group, when it is not salient. A group which is construed loosely as sharing the same ethnic markings is seen determinedly making some political demands, and we immediately posit ethnicity. But the subject, that is, the ethnic identity, may just be conjunctural and insignificant relative to the political demand, which could be a highly significant emancipatory project. There is a tendency to privilege the subject ethnicity rather than the phenomenon emancipatory project without even problematizing our choice. That is why ethnicity and ethnic conflict are seen so ubiquitously, and why so much is attributed to ethnicity, and why its relationship with other phenomena is so often